Did you catch all the action on DAZN and Showtime this past weekend? And what are your thoughts on the current state of our heavyweight division? We'll dive into all that and more on today's episode with the Sweet Science Class. Alrighty, what's up everybody? Thank you for tuning in. This is episode 20, nice round number. We've got Felix and Jakeem as always standing by, so what's up fellas?
What's going on, Sweet Science Class?
What's up fellas? What's up listeners?
Well, I guess we'll just hop right into what we saw this past Saturday. We'll save the heavyweights and Wilder for last. Let's just talk about the WBSS semifinals, both pretty entertaining. We'll start with the monster Inoue defeating Rodriguez in the second round by brutal, brutal fashion. We'll start with you, Jakeem. I mean, what were your thoughts on that fight? Did it go as you expected? I remember you're the one who broke this one down.
Yeah, it went pretty much as I expected. I didn't think it would be that short, though. But anyway, he's a monster. The nickname fits. The left hook was vicious. The first knockdown, and I mean, he's looking to win, I think, the Super Series. Like, I think he's going to win it all. There's a lot of talk about him being maybe the top pound-for-pound guy right now. I think maybe if he wins the whole Super Series, I think you might have to start putting him up there with the likes of Crawford and Lomachenko. He's moving up divisions, and all of his wins are by KO or UB. So, hey, if he wins the series, I think you got to move him up there.
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out how he doesn't have 18 KOs with 18 wins. Man, this dude hits like a hammer. Every punch landed, even the punch blocked, man. They sound like a firecracker. Whoever those two guys are that went decision with them, y'all are some tough dudes, man, because this guy hits brutal. I can't remember the last time I seen somebody that small hit that hard. Like, that is just ridiculous. Like, the science behind this is crazy. I don't know.
It really doesn't make sense. I was telling someone at work that today. I was like kind of hitting my fist on the desk, making this real loud, brutal noise. And I was like, that's what it sounds like when this very tiny man hits these people. It doesn't make sense. He's terrifying. I expected a quickish knockout, but my goodness. Rodriguez looked like he'd been in a 15-round war in about 4 minutes. This man is...
And you're talking about a guy who had never been knocked down before.
Yeah, undefeated champion who'd never been dropped.
And he made him look like just a regular Joe, glass Joe.
That was insane. And he even came out and said, I saw today, no excuses. Rodriguez had no excuses and just took it like a G.
There you go.
And he's going to be moving on to face Nonito Donaire in the finals.
That's going to be a good one.
I hope it is. I just want to say good luck to Donaire, and I hope he's not too old for the monster at this point.
Yeah, he's been in some battles. I don't know.
I'm a little worried, but part of me's rooting for him. It's a weird fight. Yeah, I love them both. I don't even care, but I just hope Donaire...
How do y'all feel about the pound-for-pound talk, anyway?
I think, honestly... After his performance the other day, I could see him moving into like my number five, maybe five or six. Definitely not higher than that, though.
That's probably where I got him. He's like five or six with like Spence. He's in that little area.
Yeah, I think I'll probably put him like ahead of Spence by one. Those might be like my five and six, somewhere around there. He's not in my top three yet, but if he beats Donaire, we'll see. We'll see. Kind of like Jakeem said. And then the other WBSS final or semifinals matchup. Josh Taylor defeated Brancic pretty easily. I mean, there was rough moments. He took his hits. Felix, you were the one that broke this down. Did it go how you thought? What'd you think?
You know what? It went a little... I guess you can say it went the way I thought. I mean, I expected Taylor to make it look a little more clean. Like, I thought... His boxing skills would be able to neutralize the brawler, the weird attack. But Berenchik kind of made it an ugly fight, and Taylor had to dig and a lot. He won most of the rounds. He won a lot of rounds, but they didn't look pretty. I'm just ready to see his next bout progress. I mean, that's going to be that has a lot of potential. I mean, that can go that can go a lot of ways, man.
Yeah, that's. I'm extremely excited for that one. Jakeem, thoughts?
Man, I really like Taylor. I like how he starts. He starts off really good and with a lot of movement, but in the middle rounds, it kind of got shaky. But he still edged it out, and he won the fight. I don't know, y'all are really high on Prograis. I don't think if Prograis does beat him, I don't think he beats Taylor that easily. I don't know why. I just feel like something about Taylor is going to give Prograis problems.
Prograis did show that he can weather some storms, you know, because like you said, early in the fight, he was showing a lot of movement. And when you're facing a guy like that, man, that gets tiring by mid-fight. So, yeah, I mean, I did see something in Taylor that shows me that he can get down. He can fight. You know how we always talk about like the difference between fighting and boxing? Like, no, this dude can fight.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, yeah, what I saw of Taylor, I liked a lot. I thought he won, I mean, almost every round, plus the two knockdowns. I mean, Branchik had his moments. He did make it rough. He landed some decent shots on Taylor. At times, like Felix said, I thought it would be cleaner and prettier, so to say. But Taylor still got it done. And yeah, he proved he can fight. I think him and Prograis is 50-50, but I don't know. There's just something I just... And I like always, and like anybody, I could be embarrassingly wrong. But it's kind of like what I see in Bud Crawford and just certain people. I just see that it factor. I see it in Josh Taylor, but I see it really in Regis Prograis. And I don't know. It just seems so smooth with it. And like he can box and he can rough up if he has to. And he's got crazy power. I see it being a close fight and Josh Taylor, you know, having a lot of success early. But I don't know. It could go, like Felix said, it could go a million ways. But for some reason, I've got a feeling that Prograis could really start to take over in the mid rounds. But maybe not. I mean, that's the beauty of it. And Taylor was super impressive. I don't have a bad thing to say about him, really. Okay, and that wraps up the WBSS. Very excited for both of those finals matchups. And I really hope, fingers crossed, that they're on the same card. Because that would be nice. So now we'll move on to the Showtime card. Really, we're just going to hop right into the main event. And then piggyback off of that into the heavyweight division as a whole. And our thoughts on everything going around. And then the upcoming fights for Fury and Joshua. Wilder and Brazil. Wow. Wow. 2 minutes and Wilder put him out. Like, it was a ferocious knockout. I haven't seen anything like that in a little bit. What do y'all... Just y'all hop in. All right, what do you think?
Honestly, I was kind of disappointed. Because I really wanted to see Wilder work. I wanted to see, like, how he would respond to criticism of how he boxed Tyson Fury. You know, and, I mean, we barely got to see anything. It was a quick knockout. From what he did a little bit, like throwing hooks and stuff like that, you can see like he kind of changed up some things. But really, I mean, you couldn't tell much from the fight. I can tell from the leading up to the fight that, you know, he was really serious this time. Like the way how he spoke in interviews and the press conferences before the fight, he wasn't that confident when he fought Tyson Fury. So coming into this fight, man, I knew he was down. He was down to do whatever, and it was going to be straight all business. I'm really happy that he got a win and a knockout of this magnitude, because Wilder is everywhere, and he really needed that buzz, and he needs this buzz if he's going to head into the fight with Joshua, and he wants to kind of get that level, like A-side, B-side type of deal. Like, if he wants to be level with Joshua when it comes to negotiations, he needed a knockout like he did Saturday. So that was awesome.
All right. Now, look, can we give this man his credit? Can we give him his respect?
No.
I am tired. No, I'm tired of this narrative. Like, he can't box. He can't. He's not technical. He's not this. But you know what? The most exciting fighter in boxing right now is Deontay Wilder. Hands down, I don't give a damn. AJ can have all the belts. Fury can have the title of lineal champion. But the baddest man on the planet is here. And that's Deontay Wilder. And I'm on social media. I'm here at work. I'm doing things. And there's just hate everywhere, bro. I mean, you had a... We went a couple decades with a Floyd Mayweather. You had everybody complaining, oh, Floyd Mayweather, he's not exciting. His fights go the distance. He doesn't have any knockouts. All he does is run. Now we got a guy who's knocking everybody the fuck out, and we're still complaining. What is it? I mean, it's frustrating, bro. Because I love boxing. I love this sport. And I love discussing this sport. But people are making it really hard, man. And the thing is we live in a day and age where if you love a fighter, that means you hate everybody else. No. I'm a fan of Deontay Wilder. I'm a fan of Anthony Joshua. And I love Tyson Fury. But, you know, I'm going to stand by my countryman. But that doesn't mean I hate him on a personal level or I wish any ill will. I'm going to post things bashing him. And nah, this is a sport, bro. This is a sport. And let the best man win. I mean, I'm ready for it. Now, this was a statement victory, like Jakeem was talking about as far as negotiations, because everybody was talking crap about how Deontay Wilder didn't take the DAZN deal. And what did he do? He bet on himself. And that's a hard thing for people to do because when the money's in front of you, you're going to jump on it. But no, he didn't. He listened to his advisors. He's been loyal to Al Haymon. And I think it's going to pay off because now the ball's in his court. Because now you got a first-round knockout against a guy who was his mandatory, who Anthony Joshua fought, so you have a comparison. It was easy work. And now, 2 weeks later, Anthony Joshua has a fight. And now, let's say if Anthony Joshua doesn't do this in spectacular fashion, all the negotiations, all that, it all changes, man. It flips the script. So all y'all talking down about Wilder turning down this deal, he's looking pretty smart right now.
I agree. I think he made $9 million for this fight. I mean, it's not what he was offered, but pretty good money. And yeah, when you do that, I don't know.
I don't want to cut you off. One thing that people don't take in account, okay? Not all money is good money, okay? They're throwing, DAZN is throwing him all this money and all this and that, but the reason why he's loyal to Al Haymon is because there is a life after boxing. And one thing we know about Al Haymon and the way people talk about him and all that, he takes care of his fighters. I can't blame him. You know, he's not looking at short-term money. He's thinking long-term, like, maybe I have a position in this company when I retire. You know, they do that all the time in sports, you know, where the guy will stay loyal with the team because he's thinking about life. I mean, these guys retire in their 30s, 40s. There's still a whole life ahead of them. So they're thinking, he's thinking long-term, bro. I mean, he's staying loyal to Al Haymon, and I guarantee he's going to have a life set up after boxing by doing this.
That's a good point. I never even really thought of that, but yeah, I can agree with that. I mean, y'all pretty much summed it up. It was a phenomenal statement win, knockout. Now he's trending everywhere. I mean, I do see all the hate too. I actually saw someone today say, actually I've seen many people say this, but I saw someone say that Brazil took a dive. He was paid to throw the fight. And I remember telling him, you know, when I read comments like this, it almost makes me upset with boxing. But then I remember that it's not boxing's fault that people say ridiculous things like that. I mean, before this fight, no one was necessarily calling Brazil a bum. People expected Wilder to win, but it was going to be a decent fight. And then he does that, and then immediately, oh, he's Joshua's leftovers. And I mean, I don't know why all that has to happen. Because I agree with Felix, and I know Jakeem's the same way. We like Wilder. We like Fury. We like AJ. I like Ruiz. I like White. I like Usyk, Takam. We're fans of... I've got a couple favorites, but for the most part, I'm fans of everybody. It doesn't matter race, color, religion, nationality. I don't care about that. If you're skilled, you're skilled. And, yeah, I don't know why the Fury and Joshua fans have to come down so hard on Wilder. It's weird to me. They put a lot of energy and negativity into, like, this man who's just, I don't know. Boxing is confusing to me sometimes. But I say shout-out to Wilder. He crushed it. And I say shout-out to Joshua and Fury, too. I mean, they're top three. It's a three-headed chimera monster. And I'm a fan of all of them, and I'm excited to see what Fury does against Schwartz, and I'm excited to see what Joshua does against Ruiz. It doesn't have to be necessarily a side pick. If they fight, yeah, like Felix said, it's going down. American champ, that's Wilder, but we like everybody. I don't know why Wilder gets so much hate. It really is upsetting to see. It kind of takes away from the sport at times, but oh well. It's never gonna stop, never gonna change. So what do y'all think happens from here? I'm seeing Dillian White get thrown out. People think he's ducked White. I think that'd be a fun fight. I don't think we'll get the Joshua fight till 2020. I'm just being realistic. So I'm looking at the end of this year for a Wilder opponent. Kalnacki? I don't know.
Well, I just hope, let me say this. I just hope that Deontay Wilder doesn't wait too long to fight Joshua, because Wilder is like 33. Or I don't know if he turns 34 this year or next year, but we know he has incredible power in his right hand. As you get older, you kind of got to rely on other things. You know, the right, you know, that power might start to fade as he gets older. And I don't want him waiting too long to fight Joshua and not have like a plan B or anything. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like he needs to make this fight at least by one, at least a year from now, because he's 33. That's what's the prime of a boxer?
Well, like heavyweights 20. Go a lot older, so.
Yeah, they kind of get stronger with age. And also, one thing you have to take account, he doesn't have many rounds under his belt. I mean, mm-hmm. Pretty yeah. much took him out pretty quick. I wonder how many rounds he's fought.
Yeah, that'd like be interesting. And I do got to say, I disagree with that. I think power is the thing that really never goes. It's the last thing, just like George Foreman at 45. I think Wilder will always have that. But I also, on the flip side, agree with you, Jakeem, because if y'all didn't notice, Wilder injured his right shoulder again, and it didn't take long. It was 2 minutes, and he's had many shoulder injuries. So that honestly starts to become a concern in my head. Like, how much longer will he have that? It may just... Yeah. You can't keep doing that. You can't keep injuring it.
Was it the right shoulder?
Yep.
And that's what I'm saying. So as you get older, you know, injuries, you kind of need something else to fall back on if that one, you know, that one trick is not working for you. So.
And that's all he has.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got a good jab. Until he gets wild, until he sees blood and shakes them, he's got a good jab and a good straight.
Man, you know what, man? That's all he needs, man. It was like the Shaquille O'Neal comparison I was doing. Shaquille O'Neal was dominating the league, and Shaquille O'Neal had two moves. I mean, right. He had the little baby hooks and a dunk. You couldn't stop it. He was putting up 35 a game. You couldn't stop it. You know, and everybody, oh, all you can do is dunk. Well, why do anything else? I mean, if you can't stop it, easy, high percentage shot. The same thing with Wilder. Like, all you can do is throw power shots and do it. Well, I mean, it's working, dude. I mean, he's 41-0, 39 knockout. Something, if it ain't broke, why fix it?
That's how I feel. It's working. It may not work every time. I'm maybe in a rematch. I mean, it and we know. Us three know. We keep it real on the Sweet Science Class podcast. We know Fury won. We all had Fury winning that fight. Yeah. We don't agree with the draw. See, we can keep it real. But in the rematch,
we're not boxing gods, and we don't make those decisions. And you know, when I look in a box rec, it doesn't tell me that Fury was robbed. It says it was a draw. So
yep,
there you go.
Sometimes you're on the good side or the bad side of that. Sometimes you have to swallow it. There's a lot of draws and losses in the box rec that I see, and I don't agree with. But they're there, and it doesn't matter how hard I disagree with them. They're there.
Okay. While we're on this, though, this is the question I want to ask y'all. Where is Wilder as far as power on a historical level now? It's up there, bro. It's top five, top 10, at least, right?
I mean, at least top 10. I think of Foreman and Shavers and Julian Hawk Jackson. Tommy Morrison to an extent. But, I mean, yeah, like, even the initial shot that hurt Brazil, it kind of grazed off the forehead. And Paulie Malignaggi pointed that out. He was like, that first shot that rocked Brazil didn't even land clean. It hit him on the top.
I mean, like, he's up there with the Pistons and the David Tuas, I would say.
David Tua, for sure.
Lance Lewis.
Yeah, when just one punch knockout power, he got to be up there.
Yeah.
You don't see it that often. Like, you'll see it often in the heavyweights, but it's rare that you see one guy repeatedly have just a one punch done. And it's just over and over with this guy. I think it's fun. He might be ugly. He might be sloppy. He might be wild. But it's good, fun television, folks. I just enjoy it, man. I think you might miss it while it's gone. I felt like that about Floyd. As soon as Floyd retired, I started seeing the comments shift and people kind of saying more positive things. And I think we always have that don't know what you got till it's gone attitude.
You know, as far as Americans, I'm starting to see people catch on board now with Wilder. I've noticed a trend lately. Like, because, you know, Americans, man, we like the highlights. We like the knockouts. And I'm starting to see more and more Americans catch on. And that's good, man, because you know how this knock on him was his popularity. And for him to gain this popularity, he had to do the little antics. I don't care what anybody says. Oh, it's classless, it's this and that. Dude, he is trying to sell a fight. He is trying to gain negotiation power against Anthony Joshua. He needs views. He needs popularity. The only way you can do it is by talking shit and knocking dudes out, and I guarantee that's going to help him.
Yeah, I agree. That's what I was saying earlier. That highlight knockout is really helping him, you know, helping him with American. I see it all over social media. Everybody, people at work that don't even usually watch boxing, we're talking about it. I'm like, yo, this is really good. And it's really looking good for him because, like, people didn't know who he was. I think the first time he started to get attention was the Stavern when the second fight, the ugly KO. And, you know, since then, I've just been seeing his popularity just rise and keep on rising. So,
Because, I mean, you know, guys like Floyd and Canelo, Pacquiao, all these guys have trended this last decade or two. But there is nothing like a heavyweight superstar. Nothing like a big-time heavyweight bout. That,
exactly.
It's another level. I don't care the best fighter in the world if he's a lightweight. You're going to pay to watch two badass heavyweights.
I agree. I wholeheartedly agree because the heavyweight division's not my favorite. It's like, it's definitely not. My favorite, you know, is probably welter. I've always been a big welter. Love the welterweight class. But yeah, when there's a big, just like the other night, and it was just Wilder Brazil. It wasn't the most epic heavyweight fight of all time, but there was just that feeling on my stomach. I was like, oh boy, heavyweight fight. Probably going to see someone get knocked clean out.
Yeah. It's a different energy.
Yep.
Totally.
I love it.
And Dustin, you mentioned Dillian White earlier. Is that like a realistic option for him with the promoters and things?
Who was Dillian White? Isn't he Eddie Hearn?
I don't know.
Or Warren. He might be Hearn.
He might.
Oh, is he Matchroom? No.
He might be. Which is what Fury, you know, didn't he work with Frank Warren and Fury?
I think it's
a makeable fight if Wilder wants it. There's the Ortiz thing possible. I don't know.
I want to see Ortiz again.
I don't either. I would be a good with the Dillian White fight. I want the Joshua fight. I want a Fury rematch. Admittedly, I'll be a little sad if he fights someone really other than them. A Kownacki is about the best I can give you. He can go down to a Kownacki. Anything under that, I'm actually going to be disappointed in Wilder.
But you know what? If Wilder fights Ortiz, isn't that still a tougher opponent than any of the other guys like Fury or can get on ESPN or AJ can get on DAZN? I don't know.
Maybe. I'm really excited to see Andy Ruiz, though. I think he's going to – just been watching tape on him, and for a big boy, he's got shocking speed. And I'm really curious to see what he can do against Joshua. He may be better than Big Baby Miller was. He really, at first when that was getting said, I was like, I don't know. And then I went back and really researched Ruiz. He probably is. This might be a slightly better fight.
Right.
So, very excited. I mean, Ruiz may impress people and be someone in the top five. Because I think he beat Joseph Parker. So, in my eyes, he's undefeated. So, we'll see.
That's right here. I didn't watch that fight yet, but I did hear that he was robbed.
It's super, super close. I can't scream like blatant robbery, but I have Ruiz winning that fight. So in my eyes, he's undefeated. He had an impressive knockout in his last fight. Seemed like a cool guy. I mean, I'm excited to see what he can do, get his chance in this limelight. Maybe he is one of these top five or six. Dillian White versus Wilder would be dope. That's really, really what I would love to see because that's an aggressive little man. Not little, but...
I would love to see that one too.
He's coming at you. That would be beautiful. Yeah, I don't think that ends in decision. I mean, that's kind of obvious, but I think White would have a chance to rough him up on the inside. He's got some power. Like, they're knocking each other out.
Yeah, I don't think that would be easy for Walker. I don't think it would be as easy as Brazil. I think it'll be a good matchup to really see where he's at.
Yeah.
Especially like from what I wanted to see from him after Fury, like him and White, I think that's a really good fight. And it's a risky one too.
It really is. It really is risky. That's why I want him to do it, because I think it would kind of shut some people up. It's a pretty good fight. I mean, they're still gonna say Joshua leftovers.
Okay, I'm not gonna be PC. He's knocking them all out.
Very, very possible. I feel like we could rip on the heavy, well, not rip, not in a bad way, but rant and rip on the heavyweights all day. We'll probably start to wrap it here, because next week we're also gonna just pretty much resume this conversation, take a little different twist on it, because it's AJ Ruiz week. So we're gonna be talking about the heavyweights for the next couple weeks. So I think we'll wrap it up here. Y'all wanna get any final thoughts out, fellas?
No, not anything, man. Just thank y'all for listening and tuning in. We appreciate y'all.
Yeah, and like Keem said, we also want to tell everybody in the group, thank you for your support. Last week's Michael Dutchover episode, we hit really good numbers, and we just want to tell thank you and, you know, our appreciation to Michael Dutchover and his team. And we hope to bring y'all some more stuff, man. So stay tuned.
Yes, sir. Shout outs to the Dutch Over team. And yes, shout outs to all the fans and the group and the page. Like, we're trying to keep it fresh. This Friday, we'll be dropping a Sergio story time as well. We got the YouTube channel now. Felix is always wrecking some dope promo videos. We're trying to give a little bit of something, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Keep it fresh. So, yeah, we love y'all all in the group. Shout outs to even people who don't like me, because apparently some of y'all still listen. I found that out over the weekend the hard way. So, shout outs to everybody. We love y'all. We'll be back this Friday with the Sergio Storytime, and next week with some more heavyweight chat. Until next time, sweet
sauce. Hey, hold on.
No, you know what? Oh, whoa. Someone just walked into the door.
All right.
Who is this mammoth man? Is that the Gypsy King?
Good afternoon, Dustin, Jakeen, Felix. Sweet science class.
What are you doing at my house, Tyson Fury?
Well, I came here to discuss the heavyweight division. Congratulations to Deontay Wilder for the spectacular knockout against Brazil. You know, the bodybuilder, Anthony Joshua, Dillian White, they will all get it. He is the second baddest man on the planet behind me, the Gypsy King. That's why I came on the podcast, to let everybody know who the true lineal heavyweight champion is. The Gypsy King, Tyson Fury.
Just like that, he left my house. That was the weirdest house guest interruption I've ever had in my life. Okay. Well, we love y'all. And until next time, sweet science class is out.